Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Of your word profit us this morning. Lord, before we are leaving your presence, we ask the Lord will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. If it's too loud, it's too loud. It's too loud. I'm not saying don't play, but it shouldn't be louder than my voice. Okay. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Take your Bibles and let's read scripture. Still standing. I'm not saying sit down. You are not old men and old women. Today you are going to stand as I preach. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm happy to see you. I'm not seeing the happiness on your faces. So tell your neighbor, I am happy to see you. I'm excited. Oh, yeah, come and sit down. Come and sit here. Come and sit, baby. Come and sit down. Laugh, Auntie Yaya. Tell your neighbor, you've made it to church this morning. I said, sit here. Is it you want to disobey me or something? I said, sit here. Give you a front seat and you are doing like you don't like front seat. Amen. Not many people are able to make it to church. Ladies, nice to see you. Where have you been? Go. Lady, where did you go? You traveled. Yeah, where? This is traveled. I know you traveled. Where? You don't know the place. So where? Eh? Ewutu Breku. There's a place like that. Ewutu Breku. And you say you went where? Bato? All of you have heard of Bato before. You don't travel. Bato is close to Mepe. Yeah. I know places. You don't know. The only place you know is La Paz. You don't don't travel. Omanjo Market Station, that's the only place you know. Anyasoto. Anyasoto, there, Kasa Trio. You are talking, mommy, ya issue. Anyasoto. Hallelujah. But I believe that with, because you are wearing new shoes, you are dancing by heart. Who bought it for you? Your mother. Those of you that your mother sent you don't go, it's a curse. So. How many of you have been able to fast at least 6 to 12 thereabout? How many of you did 6 over 6? Today is the 7th. 6, how many of you did 6 over 6? 5 over 6? 4 over 6? Okay. 3 over 6? If you didn't fast, listen, and you lift your hands, shall I say what will happen? If you didn't fast and you lift your hands, you'll get a broken arm. 2 over 6. And all the boys, from now, I'm campaigning on shirt and tie. I said what? Shirt and the girls, I want to see high heel with lipstick and lip shine and handbag. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like polythene bag. This thing must cease. This thing must what? I want to see. Whose bag is this? Whose bag is this? Give me. I want to see things like this. Your Bible, it doesn't matter. When you are coming to, I want to see something like this. Something like what? Like this. I don't want to see school bag. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. I don't want to see school bag. Here is no school. Here is what? Here is what? Church. And you must behave like church people. And you must wear your nice dresses to church. Don't wait till somebody has died in your funeral, in your hometown. Now you are wearing this thing. So I'm okay. Next week, Sunday, is the last Sunday of the month. So we are all doing African print. We are doing what? We are doing what? The first Sunday of February. The boys, I want to see shirt and tie, and you have tucked in. On Valentine's Sunday, I want to see red tie. The girls, red fascinators. You must shuttle. No, no, don't tell me silly things. You have to shuttle. Is that clear? Then, boy, you are not minding me. You are doing what you like. I said, is that clear? You can't dress basa basa and come to my church. I won't allow it. T-shirt must cease. Some of you, the same t-shirt, what share. All the writings are clean. Am I preaching or I'm not preaching? Yeah. You have to dress well. You have to dress well. Yeah. Because if you don't dress well, it can have effect on you. Do you understand? Yes. And one of the Sunday will declare bow tie Sunday. Boys, girls, everybody bow tie. Hey. What? Don't you see ladies in bow tie before? Where do you come from? Hey, we don't travel. You don't see nice things. We are teaching you how to become a come this way. God, is it not beautiful? Are you not seeing the high heel? Yeah. And these are the things we take to dinner. We don't take t-shirts to dinner. Charlie, you are looking beautiful. Yes, sit down. Clap for her. Oh, JJ, man. Look at this thing you are wearing. You want to go to KFC. Caleb, you have to tuck in. Is that clear? Kofi, tuck in and wear a tie. You can't dress basa basa as instrumentalist. I will not collect such nonsense. Lois, your dress is beautiful. Why are you not in high heel? Why? You fall down. You must learn how to walk in a heel. Yeah. Priscilla, don't you have heel? So why are you not wearing it? Eh? You are supposed to wear down shoe. Your dress code under my feet. Abigail, why, if this thief used to wear heel right now, you get 3 boys proposing to you right now. No, that's not a choose girl. No, the girl, she said she doesn't like Wanda. You like Wanda? I also am pay Wanda. Wanda, the house, they eat only Bangkun. Only Bangkun they eat. Hallelujah, take your seat. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. Oh, your clapping is... So many people are not in church today. I don't know why. Is it the weather? Or... Where are not in church? Hello, too. Plenty. The boys, we are more than this. Where is not in church? Eh? Where is Solo? Solo is absent. So this service, what am I preaching in this service? What are we doing here? What are we preaching in this service? Is it that I don't write notes or what? What are we doing in this service? Bearing fruit after, say, bearing fruit after my own kind. The boys, I'm not hearing you. From next month, I will ban mobile phones in the church. You can't bring mobile phone into the church. Yeah. Mr. What you did today, it was very bad. And it will never make you spiritual. As we're doing, was it praise and worship? He was standing there pressing his phone. Yeah. It's a sign that your brain is not working well and you don't know why you have come to church. Yeah. It's also a sign that you just had a mobile phone. You just became rich. Yeah. Do you think that if your headmaster is the one here, you'll be pressing phone? Do you press phone when they are teaching maths? It means you respect phone more than God. Or you understand this thing, the ICT I'm teaching? Yeah. If when they are teaching maths, you don't press your... How many of you send phone to school? You send your phone to school. Lift up your hand. Hey, stand up. Do you send this phone to school? Why? Stand up. I'm talking when another person is talking to you. You stand up and put your hand behind you. Why don't you send your phone to school? I'm speaking English. Why don't you send your phone to school? Eh? I am asking you a question. Give him a microphone to answer. Quick, somebody should give him a microphone. Let him talk so that we all hear. Why don't you send mobile phone to school? Talk to us.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. But church is allowed, or it's allowed. It's allowed. Yeah. This is what we call moral decadence. Moral decadence. Yeah. Impunity. Gross disrespect. Improper behavior. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if it is not allowed in school, it is also not allowed in church. Wafa, Wafa, the three of you move this way. The three of you move this way. Yeah. If it is not allowed in school, we don't also accept it in church. Hey, hey. Hey. Why people have no eating this morning? Move. We are occupying the chair. I can take your phone and break it. Your father will not do me. He can't do me anything. No, he will not do me. He can't do me anything. Yeah. So because at that point, if you don't take care, you will be addicted to phone. There's something we call addiction. You see how drunkards are addicted to alcohol. It's the same way you'll be addicted to your phone. Yeah. When I see you and you are doing something that is wrong, you don't need to be my son or my daughter. I'll have to correct you. So this is a shameful act. Come and stand in front of the church and apologize to all of us, including God. Come and stand here. Don't laugh. It's a serious thing. Because you have phone. What type of phone is he using? Huawei. Apologize to God and all of us.
I'm sorry for using phone in the church.
That is apology. We are sorry for using phone in the church. Who has forgiven you? Apologize to God. Mention God's name and tell him that I have used phone in church. I'm sorry, I won't do that again. Say proper apology.
God, I'm sorry for using the phone in church while service is going on.
I've disobeyed you. And I think I should die. Huh. For the wages of sin is.
When we went to church, the pastor said that we ought.
I'm not saying you die. For the wages of sin is what? Yeah, so I think I should die. Repeat.
I think I should die.
But for your mercies. I beg. Dear God.
Forgive me.
Now apologize to the church. The congregation. Quickly, you are wasting my preaching time. I'm 2 minutes to preach. Guys, I will leave, then you come and preach. Then tell him to apologize to the church.
I am sorry for this.
Hey, you are sorry for who? Who are you talking to? Quick. Mention the names and talk. Brothers and sisters, say it.
Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry for this stupid act.
What's on this stupid account? What art is that? Mention what you were doing and they should forgive you.
A disobedient one.
What were you doing that we should forgive you? What are you asking for forgiveness for?
I was pressing my phone. Yeah.
Is there a good behavior? His girlfriends are quiet. Is there a good behavior? You don't do that in church. Why? Because you don't agree with what I'm saying. Eh? She also presses the phone. Abigail, come and join this thing. Stand up and come and apologize to God. Go and apologize to God and the congregation. The microphone quickly before I preach. I don't know that I'm a reverend. I can officiate this thing right now. I want two maid of honor. Maid of honor. I want two right now. Best man. I want best man. Okay, be there. Join there. in the congregation quickly. I preach. You say you don't apologize. I'm leaving. I tell her to apologize. I'm supposed to preach. You are using the chair to play. Yes. Apologize. Bridesmaid, talk to your bride. Yes.
Okay.
If I count three, I'll put the mic down, then I'm gone. So talk to me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Dear God, you apologize to God first before us.
Okay. Dear God.
The girl is not serious with apology. She's not.
Dear God.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
I'm leaving you.
Dear God. I, Abigail.
Yes.
I'd like to apologize to you for using phone in church while service was going.
So right now God says,
but it was not true.
Hey!
My enemies want to disgrace me here. It's not true.
God, they want to disgrace you.
They want to disgrace me. I don't know why.
God, right now God is sorry. It's okay. Sit down. Clap for them. All of you are sad for God. All of you are sad for God. But on a more serious note, don't use phone in church. It's not a good sign at all. Okay? It's not a good sign at all. Abigail, I didn't see her. But Mr. Ewundi, I saw him. Gani. I'm not sure you saw Abigail. Hey! Abigail, but they saw you. So Abigail, I didn't press your phone. When you enter this, you never press your phone. Ah, that is the same thing. So you press the phone. Amen. So we're talking about bearing fruit. And I said that as young people, it is required of us. One of the requirements. Put my scripture on the, what scripture is that? Leave it again this year. Let's go there. Look what, is it Matthew or Luke? Look what? Luke 13 verse 6 to 8. Yes, put it there. Leave it again this year. And God is leaving you for another year. Say amen. God is showing you mercy this year. Say amen. Is that reading the things fluctuating? And when you have three people doing the same thing, there's so much confusion. And he spake a parable. No, give me a different version. I told the people in my church, people don't go to school, illiterate. So give me a version that they will understand. Now, if you are illiterate, you go to school and they pay school fees for you. You can't come to church and be pressing your phone. Yeah. Hey. Is it grace that is doing this thing? Grace, give me the scripture in NLT. I have to get my own this thing. Imagine this are the people you have trained. Then Jesus told this story. A man planted a fig tree. Let's all read together. One go. Fig tree in his garden. It came again. And again. See where to? He came again and again. How many of your money has got lost before? You search the same place again and again, but the money is not there. Again and again. Let's continue. Go. To see if there was any fruit on it. Every gardener expects fruit. Every farmer expects fruit. Do you understand? He came what? Again and again. Verse 7, go. Finally, he said to the gardener, I've waited 3 years. I would say 3 years. A lot of things can happen in 3 years. Yeah. Next month will be 3 years I married. 3 years. 9th February, 3 years. So you see, in that 3 years, baby has come. A lot of things can happen. In 3 years, you can be a weed smoker. In 3 years, you can be a prostitute. In 3 years, you can finish JHS. In 3 years, you can finish SHS. Yeah. A lot of things can happen in 3 years. May your 3 years be fruitful in Jesus' name. Amen. The people you are receiving the team order. I say, may your 3 years be fruitful in Jesus' name. Amen. 3 years. 3 years. If you are learning a trade, 3 years. How long? If you are learning Adipam, 3 years, we should graduate you. A lot of things happen in 3 years. Hairdressing. Now, what is this? Sisters, when you are coming to do your hair. Do your hair. Look for some cream and mesmerize the hair. Bring it like that. Because she hair, then you have brought. There hasn't been any single fig. Cut it down. What did he say? Continue. It's just, Grace, take your time. It's just doing what? Taking. Yeah. As I said, you are just occupying the seat. You are taking space.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody must aim to be a fruitful person. Your aim is that I must be a fruitful person. I must become fruitful. I must be fruitful. I must bear a fruit. As somebody brought me to the church, I must also bring somebody. But look at what the guy said in verse 8. Quickly. Read verse 8. Go. The gardener answered, say, give it one more chance. Everybody say one more chance. Say one more chance. God is giving you one more chance in Jesus' name. I said, God is giving you one more chance in Jesus' name. Madam, are you chewing gum? We don't chew gum in my church. Take it and throw it through the window. Yes, we don't chew gum. Yeah. One day I'll preach curtsy for boys and girls. Curtsy for boys and girls. Yeah. There are things you must know. Yeah. Do you know that you are not supposed to drink mineral from the bottle? Coke. You are not supposed to drink it from the bottle. You see, you don't know. No, you don't know. Hey, it's Eugene's time up. But it's not in. Pass. Don't worry. You can't meet me. Yeah. There's something called Ketsi. Look. You need to be prime and proper. How to eat. You don't chew gum. If you feel your mouth is smelling, brush your teeth. Oh, chew gum. Oh, one of these wedding we went. Oh. The best man, like goat, following the people. So shameful. If you go out, they are eating. You heap the food. He just eat by heart. If you don't know, in public, bush girl. All these people are looking for people's son to come and marry them. So I'll be teaching you what we call Ketsi for boys and girls. You must be proper. When you are right, people must look at you and say that you are a lady. A lady is not how you dress, but it's how you behave. When we say you are a gentleman. Hey! You don't know how to work with sisters. In church, you insult the sisters. We don't do that. A girl, you are fought with all the boys. Hey, if you do, I use my shoe to hit you, right? Hey, we don't do that. You're a bush girl. A bush girl. Yeah. If you don't slap you, a girl, you say you slap your brother. Look at this. Bush girl. You must behave. There's a way to behave. An acceptable way of behavior. We call it decorum. We call it what? decorum. Today you are learning where, so we sent you to help somebody. You go to visit somebody. First thing, you've opened their fridge. Oh. And then one round off beyond. And then cancel that, right? Oh, a bush girl. Bush girl. Hey, let's go on my preaching. Leave it. Let's go. Leave it. Oh, Grace. What's wrong with you? Leave it another year. God is giving you another year. 2022 is the year God has given you. Leave it another year. And I will give it special attention. So, you see, this thing, I am pleading on your behalf. I've told God that He should leave you another year. God shouldn't make you die. Ah, you don't know you can die? You don't know? Oh, you should know that your school, people like you die. And I'll give it plenty fertilizer. I'm giving you plenty fertilizer in Jesus' name. I don't know if you are ready for the show. Come, you are going. People have come to pay you. Some people, they are smiling with you, but they came to pay. Today I was there. Two people brought me money. Yeah. One sister, I was there, brought me 50 cedis. Say, please, next week I'll come and top up. I'll finish. But they are smiling with you. If you ask, have you paid some, I'm not sure I'll go. Me, I has paid. So if, please, don't listen to people.
Yeah.
But we are giving you a lot of fertilizer this year. I say you are receiving a lot of fertilizer this year. Yeah. You see, you must, this game on phone, cartoons, and you are beyond it. Watching televisions and, oh, look, it will not bring you anything good.
Yeah.
Reasons you must bear fruit. What's the first reason? What's the first reason you must bear fruit? It shows that you are what? Born again. Listen, if you are not born again, you cannot make it to heaven. That's clear. If you are not born again, the criteria for going to heaven is being born again. Coming to church doesn't make you born again. Joining the choir. What are the choir we have? Spike nuts. You are tied. We are in the spike nut. It doesn't make you an automatic candidate for heaven. You are in the fragrance. Jesus, Modia Moyeriam. Fragrance for. Which people sang today? Fragrance for Omaadia, yellow for. Put your hands together for them. They did well. But it doesn't show that you are in heaven already. You need to be born again. And so, by bearing fruit, it's a sign that you are born again. When you bear fruit, it shows, it tells us, it confirms the fact that you are truly born again. Point number two, I don't want to go. Oh, it's on the podcast. To prove that you are healthy. Yeah. We have men. When I say men, who are married, but they cannot impregnate a girl. They have what we call low sperm count. It's a type of disease, sickness. We have women who cannot give birth. They are barren. All these conditions show that you are not healthy. We have women, we have women who have their menses, but they can't give birth. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand the English I'm speaking. Yeah. So the fact that you have your monthly period, say you call it period. Monthly period is not a guarantee that you born twins. No. There is something wrong with you. You are sick and you must go to the hospital. Low sperm count. You see a man, giant. He can't impregnate anybody. You see another small boy like this. If you like, go and if you touch his body, you know you are pregnant. Bluetooth. That's why you, the girls, don't be hugging some of the boys. They are sound, but when you hug them, no, you'll be pregnant. Wifrey has been hugging boys. Allah, hug boys. They say you hug boys. It's not true. It's true. It's not, you know, you have been hugging Achu. Achu, like if you hug him, you'll be pregnant. So be careful. So some of the boys, handshake, you shake hands, you know, your stomach has become big. Yeah. So a sign that you are healthy, a sign that you are healthy is the sign that you are able to reproduce. Reproduce somebody like your kind in the church. Who is like you in the church? Who can you say you brought to the church? Who is your kind? So the fact that you cannot bring somebody to church, it means that you have low sperm count. You just have penis, but it's not working. It's not working. Oh God, because you can't bring anybody. You only use it for wee-wee. In the morning, you take it and then you... Yeah. I'm not preaching well. Frida, you miss my preaching. And that's why I have come. Lady, as you preach, no, tell them that they are disturbing. Where we are preaching, tell the other people, they are talking too much. The penis is just there. For wee-wee. In the morning, it becomes hard. Then I joke. Sorry, I no pass any to him say. But a sign that you are healthy is a sign that your son is following you. Your son is, or your daughter is following you. So when I see you, then I can see that your mother is healthy and your father is also healthy. Or that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Because if your father is not healthy, you can't come. Only your mother cannot give birth to you. Your mother alone. No. Your mother alone. So you are not only your mother's child. That is why Bible said that children, obey your father and your mother. Obey your parents in the law. Parents. Father and mother is equivalent to parents. I don't know why they didn't teach you this in OWOP. Our world, our people, they are supposed to teach you this. Yeah. Your father alone cannot give birth. Where are you going to pass? If your father alone can born you, where are you going to pass? Where? So those of you that make foolish statements, I like my mother more than I like my... You have coconut head. Your mother alone cannot give birth to you. Otherwise, all the women you see, everybody would have given birth on their own. Yeah, like you cry if you get... You don't need man... Mama to come and worry you. Eh? And worry, cook for me, doing domi for me. No. Like we alone before you have born. I'm doing the ceremony for you. Yeah. But you need the two. You need the two. So don't be making foolish statements. I like my father more than I like my mother. Your father alone. Even your father car is worse. Where are you going to pass? You pass his bottles? I came to church. The pastor is preaching some way. I'm not coming to preach some way. So, a sign. So, all of you sitting down here, the fact that you have not brought anybody to the church, Abigail, it shows that you are not healthy. You are barren. Do you know barren? Hey, in Ghana, if you are barren, it's a serious matter. Hey! Where's my grandchild? Where's my... When is our grandson coming? When is our grandson coming? Sir, we are not seeing anything. You've married for 4 months now. You haven't seen it. They can worry you. May you be healthy in Jesus' name. Yeah. You have been sitting in this church for the past 6 years. 6 years. 3 years. We are not, you are extra barren. Extra. Nobody, you have never invited anybody to church before. Alex, who have you brought to church? Who? They brought you to church. Stand up. You to stand up. This shows that he is working. He is working. This is his son. Where is your son so that he will be a grandfather? Where is your son? Who did you bring to church? It means that how long have you been in this church? 4 months. 4 months, by this time you should be impregnating people. Kella, who have you brought? Because when you look at them, nobody. Miss Friend, you brought your friend one day. You brought your friend one day. Are you telling me my son, he has gone to stay with somebody? My son stays in my house. Yeah. If they bring my son here, and he sees me, you cry. Why? He has seen his father. And you go to, if you like, me and you, let's sit down here and let's put my son here. He walk here and come to me. He won't come to you. Yeah. Everybody here knows his father. Or if you see your mother and I want you to go to where your mother is. I'm telling you, it's a sign that you are healthy. Shelly, you cannot. Whom have you brought to this church? Tell me, whom have you brought to this church? As we are sitting down, who can you point amongst us there that this person I brought here? Who? It's not working. Show me, don't laugh, oh. Show me your fruit and I'll show you how healthy you are. I'm not healthy. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Abigail, stand up. That's the daughter. Look at Keza. Keza said, where is your fruit? As they brought you, where is your fruit?
Maybe I just came to the church about 2 months.
Just 2 months. You, listen. You see, those of you that you did reproduction, I'm sure you're all in JHS. Yeah. They tell that during sexual intercourse, a lot of sperms are released. It's only one. I don't know if I've heard it from a teacher before. Only one. Only one. And that one, it can happen in just 1 second. So you don't need 4 months to this thing. Yeah. There are people who marry on Saturday. Saturday, we marry them. Saturday, we marry them. By Monday, the girl is vomiting. It's pregnant. Bluetooth. Bye! Yeah. Don't joke. Oh. Don't joke. What's the third point? To show that you have overcome what? The chokers of the word. There are something we call chokers. There are things that are choking you. As I'm preaching, there's a spirit standing behind your head saying that what the pastor is saying is a lie. It's a lie. Don't mind him. This man is telling lies. Yeah, that is called chokers of the word. There's another choker of the word called school. School. Oh, we are busy. We are busy. We are preparing to IBC. Oh, BEC. Basic Education Certificate Examination. I don't know if you are busy, you know. At the end of the day, you write one CD, I don't know what will happen. Yeah. Chokers. Things are choking. Another example, my mother will not allow me to go out. You see, those of you saying that, my mother will not allow me to go out. Eh? You people, those people, my mother, if I do, my mother, everything, my mother. Let me tell you. The truth is that your mother cannot marry you. No, your mother cannot marry you. And if you continue my mother, your mother can be the reason you end up in hell. Yeah. I'm not saying don't disobey your mother. No. But what I'm saying is that this, my mother, my father, my mother, but you are able to do other things. Especially, you cry in the house. Everybody in the area who know that your father is poor. Hey! We are going to Kakum. Nobody have paid you, but only you. And the Kakum, they are going down to pay. They are not my. You come and stand at the gate. Before you say no, they'll pay. The next week, they'll pay. Chokers. Everybody say chokers. Say chokers of the word. One choker of the word is mobile phone. Mobile phone. Choker. Television is a choker. Yeah. Chokers. Now, if you see the pornography and the bad movies to watch. There are those that are choking. Even you see, those of you on the page, when I put that on the page, oh, listen to this page, they don't mind me. They don't mind me. They don't listen. How many of you listened to last week's preaching on the podcast? Show by hands. Show by hands. Yeah. Yeah. How many of you watch Death Rush on Sunday? They watch. You don't want to listen to it. Grace has watched. He has also watched. Yeah. Prince has also watched. If Prince has watched, I think Priscilla too was watching the booth. Oh, she watched. I'm telling you, there is, you see, for you to be spiritual, a lot of things must come together for you to be spiritual. Number four, let me give you number four and I'll close. To show that you have overcome the demons and then the distractions in the church. The demons. You have overcome the demons. There are demons in the church. To show that you have overcome the demons and the distractions in the church. Listen, so many things can distract you. They can distract you. Yeah. Look, the main reason you are in the school is to do what? Is to do what? To learn. If you go and do PE, as you have gone, your main thing is PE, athletics. Bam! You are running for red. Section red. Do you still do those things? Section red. Oh, now, what name do you call those things? Eh? Your school is turquoise. What are the colors? At the time, we have blue, yellow, red, and green. You have what? Hibiscus, flamboyant, sunflower, and lily. Your school fees must be expensive. You have things like this. People with regimental band. It's not this thing. Mamiya, what do you have in your school? As in mentioning different colors. Or you have house one, house two. What do you have? You don't do those things. It's not a good school. A good school. School that I don't do activities there. Brother, what do you have in your school? You don't have anything. Go and collect your money. Go and collect your money and go to Kayless school. They are flamboyant. So which one are you in? Flamboyant. Yeah. If you go to school and you are playing ampe for flamboyant, you should know that one day they'll write exams. So many things can distract you in the church, including friends. Why is that the dancing started in this day? Is there a reason? Why? You didn't realize yesterday. So that's my problem. There wasn't light yesterday, so we can't dance. Wow. God is good, though. There was no light, so people cannot dance. Yeah. Many things can distract you. Many things can shift your attention. Our attention here is called souls. Everybody say souls. Souls of men. Souls of young people. We are into souls. We are trading souls. We are looking for souls. We want people to end up in heaven. That is our focus. Dancing is not our focus. Yes, Michael, that's not our focus. No. Singing is not our focus. It's just at about that is not the main reason. No. We are not here to dance. We are not here to sing. Yeah. We are here to snatch young people from hell. Yeah. Yeah. Go and look for a brother and tell him to come. I'm waiting for him. Otherwise, he will have a serious problem with me forever. But last week, I had a meeting with him. I told him to dress well with tie. And he came, first service. How many of you were in first service? I told him to go and You heard me tell him to go and wear tie. Yeah. You know, I don't know why you are also not in tie. This shirt, you can't wear tie with it. Who said you must have the same color of the shirt? Is my bow tie the same color as my shirt? Bruh, don't tell me things you don't understand. Are you still here? Do not let anything distract. Friends can distract you. The church is full of demons. Who? It's full of demons. You can learn smoking in the church. Yeah, you can learn smoking. You can learn how to have sex in the church. You can learn watching pornography in the church. Anything, you can learn it here. All you need to do is to just connect with a friend. Yeah. Anything, you can learn it. You can also learn scriptures in the church. You can learn how to preach in the church. Yeah. You can even learn to become an armed robber in the church. One day, we had a guy who used to come to church. When we come to church and we take offering, he steals the offering basket and then the offering. Did you take first offering? You took first offering. This one. Wow. Sir. Come to take offering proper. You can learn anything. So many things can distract you. Our focus is souls. I said our focus is what? Souls. We are into souls. Young people, I'm telling the truth too. We are into souls. Yeah. I want to bring your mind. Are you happy about all these empty chairs behind you? Are you happy? I'm asking a genuine question. Are you happy? Yeah. As you have dressed and you have come, don't you think there is somebody? Where's Rocklin? She's in the house. Why is she not coming again? She has gone to the anybody who says go to the mother's church, you know it's a lie. Go to my mother's church. Go to the mother's. Yeah. There are so many people like us who are walking about not going to church. But you dress and you come here without inviting them. You are in hurry to come and sing. You are in hurry to come and dance. That is not the main thing. I am telling you that, look, this is my church. And I'm telling you that our focus here is souls. And not dancing. We just use dancing, singing to spice up the service. But that's not the main thing. Yeah. To overcome the demons. There's a demon whispering. You are too young. You are too young to invite somebody. You are too young. You are never too young for anything. Jeremiah said that I am young. God said that don't say you are a child. Some of you say that you say you are children. Do you know what you can do? Do you know what you can do that your parents cannot do? You say you are a child. The things you have done before, if your father knows that you can do that, he will collapse. Your father will collapse. We will send him to Kolebu. Because your boyfriend is a trotro mate. He brings you Indomie at 8 p.m. Don't let me go to that side of preaching. That to look like I'm a bad man. I'm in a bow tie. Yeah. You say you are a child. Your boyfriend is the headmaster of your school. You are dating the math teacher. You say you are a small girl. You say you are a small girl. You say you are a small boy. The KG madam is your sugar mommy. Nonsense. So don't tell me that you are too young to tell. Oh, Sister Fia, please, I want to invite you to church on Sunday. I'll come and call you, okay? I want you to go to church with me. to hear the word of God with me. Sunday early morning, I'll come to your house to come in. Is this thing difficult to do? Nah. It's not difficult to do. So don't tell me that you are a child, as a children, when they come like this, you have to tell them, Father Abraham has done what? I am talking about souls. I am talking, Alex, as you have finished school, you are there. You are not doing anything. You cannot go on evangelism. What a shame. What a shame. Are all of you telling me that you don't have anybody in your area you can invite? Lady, you don't have classmates. I am talking about bearing fruit after your own kind. Frida, you don't have classmates you can invite. Why are we all sitting down here? Why are we sitting down here? You have been coming to church for years. Who have you brought? Who has been following you here? Nobody. A certain boy has stopped. It means you are not serious. Yeah. Let's wake up. Let us wake up. Madam, you've been here for years, Anita. Years. Who have you been bringing? You see, you should assess yourself and ask yourself that, look, don't you have a lot of classmates? Don't you have a lot of classmates? Why are they not here? Don't you have people in your area who are not in church? Why are they not here? Priscilla, why are your people not here? So as she's in the house, she's healed. You have not told her I'm a prophet and that I pray for people to get healing. Listen. We must all make and put this burden on ourselves. A burden that until I see my friend going to heaven, I will not stop. Yeah. You don't want to know how hell is like. I've not heard of the explosion at the Bogoso place. Yeah. The explosion happened somewhere around last stop. And people here, around here, have died. So serious. Are you aware that there are children who have also died? Yeah. You could be the one there. Telling you, listen, let's rise up, young people. Why, church? Let us not be lazy, let us not be selfish, let us not be inward looking. Let's stand up and overcome the demons, overcome the distractions. Oh, I'm shouting too much. Yeah. There's something distracting us. There's a spirit distracting us. There's an evil spirit distracting us. There's an evil spirit called mobile phones distracting us. If we can all learn to rise up, all of you are friends. All of you here. Everybody here without fail. Actually, you are friends. You come to this church alone. Are you have friends? You say one day God will ask you. One day God will ask you. And when God asks you, I'm sure you are going to give a silly answer. I'm very sure, because I know you. Yeah. Let us overcome. We used to meet here on Saturdays and we go for evangelism. People don't come. I don't know if you were here yesterday. But he came to dance. Came to do rehearsals. As if rehearsals is the main thing. As if singing is the main thing. As you have come for rehearsals to sing, are you going to sing to the church? Let us rise up. Let us rise up and speak to our friends. Speak to your friends who who are of the same kind like you. Yeah. I'm telling you. You see how beautiful your life will be. You see it. Yeah. But some people came, young people, they were there. I said, oh, they should bring them here. Came and they went back and I said, they should leave them. They should leave them. You see, because there's something we call evil independence. You understand? It's like my son coming to tell me that he's fed up staying in the house. He's going to rent. Yeah. I'm fed up. I was explaining to somebody that all the people who used to come, if they stayed, this place should be filled. But they come, one, two, they stop. One, two, they stop. One, two. But by the grace of God, some of you have been seeing your face for the past 6 months, 6 years, 5 years. It's a sign that right now you are stable. You also now have to go out there and pull somebody from the fire and plant the person here. Is it not a good idea? Yeah. It should be your aim that, look, every month I will establish one person. You will see how church will be different when this place is filled. You will see how different the environment will be. Lydia, who do you bring here? Who do you bring here? What fruit are you bearing? Felicia, what fruit are you bearing? This is the question you should ask yourself. What fruit are you bearing? May the Lord help us. I say, may the Lord help us. Number four or number five. Number five, and then I close. I close quickly. My iPad is going off. Number five, to show that you are an active Christian. To show that you are an active Christian. Active. Opposite of active is what? Passive or inactive. Active. Strong. It's only strong people that can pull people along with them. Active. Anybody who doesn't bear fruit is a sign that yourself, you are not active. Yeah. Active. May you be an active Christian. May you be a Christian who is active. You act. You move. You move. In Him we move. Move. Saturdays, move. Mondays, as you go to school, move. Be active. It shows by bearing fruit, it is a clear indication that you are very active. If you are not active, how can you give birth? Labor word. Akela, you were there when they were giving birth to my son. Akela was there. She was not asleep in the midnight. Was there. Yeah. If you are a lazy person, you can't. By the time you are coming out from the labor, or you have killed your baby. Yeah. You cry. Oh, it's not simple. That's why when you disobey your mother, it's a curse. You cry. When I say they cry, they cry. Even there are some hospitals, they cane your mothers so they can push. It's not the same. Say you are also girls, you go there. It's not a curse. It's just informing you that you go there. It is not easy. we recommend that when you are pregnant, always do an exercise. Move about so that by the time it's getting to time, you'll be strong enough to push. It's not simple. Giving birth is not like drinking cocoa. Hey, you can't even eat. When Aunt Yvonne was going, she said they brought her food, she couldn't eat. The food was there, you can't eat. Be tired. Be sweating. That's why when you insult your mother, she doesn't have to say anything. But it will happen. Your mother have called you. Ekuya, in front of your face. You and your three siblings, you have met and you are discussing your mother, insulting her. You are gossip. She doesn't have to say anything. But whatever is a curse which is associated to disrespecting parents, it will come to you. Yeah. You have to be active. No. You can't be drinking coke and plantain chips. Then you are there, no baby has come. That's why we call it labor. Do you know labor? Labor word. Labor. 6 years imprisonment with hard labor. Labor. You don't understand labor. That's why. When you go, take dictionary and look for the meaning of the word labor. It comes with shame, suffering, and all. Yeah. Why is he? He's wearing tie, yeah. Can't sit in front. Maybe they have to dress like this. My God. We're skinny. Skinny belly belly. Say yeah. You couldn't say yeah. Yeah. Labor. Active. If you are active, you see this thing you are wearing, it looks odd. You see, you don't feel free. But one day, you don't know what a tie can do for you. Yeah. When they are calling sensible people, even though you are foolish, but because you are wearing tie, they'll call you. Does it look like an arm robber? And I look like a chief executive officer of Fidelity Bank. Clap for him. First, you look like some mechanic who is following somebody for his money. Mr. Ewu, all of you here, I want to see you in tie. Next week, you can wear African print. The first Sunday of February. Yeah. Tuck in. Don't you have black trousers? Don't wear jeans. You understand? And trim your hair. When I say trim, I'll say it once. If you don't trim it and you bring it, I'll trim it for you. I'm telling you. You must learn to obey instructions. So. Yeah. I still here. It shows that you are active Christian. Guys, next week, let's all stand up from our comfort zone and begin to invite people this week. Let's invite our friends this week. Let's talk to our friends this week. Let's invite them. Let's tell them that we need them in church to be a part of us. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.